Greetings. Yes, it's Moments of Melody time again. Here's a well-worn account of one man's battle with a barrel of bricks. The storm had knocked some bricks off the top of the building, and so I rigged up a beam with a pulley at the top of the building and hoisted up several loads of bricks. After I repaired the building, there were a lot of bricks left over on the roof, and so I filled a barrel with these extra bricks. Next, I went to the bottom of the building and cast off the line. Unfortunately, the barrel of bricks was heavier than I was. Before I knew what was happening, the barrel started down, jerking me off the ground. I decided to hang on. Halfway up, I met the barrel coming down and received a blow on the shoulder. I continued to the top of the building, where I banged my head against the beam and jammed my finger on the pulley. When the barrel hit the ground, it burst its bottom. This allowed all the bricks to spill out. I now was heavier than the empty barrel, and so I started down at a high speed, receiving rope burns on my legs from the other rope. Halfway down, I met the barrel coming up and injured my shin. When I hit the bottom, I landed on the bricks and got several cuts from the sharp edges. At this point, I must have lost my presence of mind. I let go of the line. The barrel came down and gave me another heavy blow on the head. This put me in the hospital. What did you say about having days when nothing seems to go right? Well, we hope that things don't go like that for you today.
This world is not my home, I'm just a passing through. My treasures are laid up somewhere beyond the blue. The angels beckon me from heaven's open door, and I can't feel at home in this world anymore. Oh Lord, you know I have no friend like you. If heaven's not my home, then Lord, what will I do? The angels beckon me from heaven's open door, and I can't feel at home in this world anymore. They're all expecting me, and that's one thing I know. My Savior pardoned me, and now I onward go. I know He'll take me through, though I am weak and poor. And I can't feel at home in this world anymore. Oh Lord, you know I have no friend like you. If heaven's not my home, then Lord, what will I do?
So use every piece of God's armor to resist the enemy whenever he attacks. And when it's all over, you will still be standing up. But to do this, you will need the strong belt of truth and the breastplate of God's approval. Wear shoes that are able to speed you on as you preach the good news of peace from God. In every battle, you will need faith as your shield to stop the fiery arrows aimed at you by Satan. And you'll need the helmet of salvation and the sword of the Spirit, which is the Word of God. There are battles, struggles in life, but God in His book tells us how to prepare for them. He says, put on the whole armor of God, and a part of that is the sword of the Spirit, which is the Word of God. Possibly you'd like to read of that special equipment in Ephesians chapter 6. Read it today, and have a good day.